NHWRO reconnected 7.2 to the hub per EC, Dave. NHWRO clear.
Down that road before when you thought it was something and it was one of your work equipment that was acting up.
Yeah, story of my life. I was checking out a bunch of old meters I got in a drawer. I got a tester that tests them and it wouldn't work. I couldn't figure out why. I said, jeez. You know, you put the test meter, you make a series circuit with the milliammeter, the power supply, originally it was a 10K resistor, variable resistor, which I later changed to a 150, worked better, 150,000 ohms. And I wasn't getting any readings at that. What in the heck? I started tearing the circuit apart because I built it, you know. I thought I probably did something wrong. I'm messing with it. Tried different things. Worked on it for a day and a half, and it finally dawned on me that the DVM I was using, the current session was not working. Opened the battery compartment up, found the open fuse, replaced the fuse, and it worked fine. There was nothing wrong with the circuit. It was, without a milliammeter in line, you have an open circuit.
Yeah, I've been down that road before. Exact same situation. I found out that one of my very old digital meters that I use, if one of the fuses is blown, the resistance scale just kind of produces random numbers. It won't read a resistance. It'll just come up with something random. I don't really understand that, but I chased the bad circuit for 3 days before I figured out it was the meter and not the circuit. Get away, mobile.
WV8ICU, yeah, straight. I've done that before too. I worked for 30 years with the state police as a radio technician. I should have known better, but made those mistakes when I was working too. I was a lot younger then, because I retired in '02, so that's been a while. Yeah, this thing's working fine now. No problem at all. Yes, I also found out that I didn't know. I turned the meter off, and I could still adjust for full scale. What the heck? Of course, I couldn't read it because I didn't have the meter on. apparently just the meter leads being across there complete the circuit whether you're on or not. Just doesn't tell you what it is. Of course, I can read it on the meter that I'm testing. Well, that surprised me. I've always known that, you know, the old Simpsons and triplets and that, the old analog meters, the only reason the battery was there was for the ohm circuit. Everything else would work without it.
Yeah, my meters will do that. I've used it for jumper wire a couple times. My meters are a couple of very old Snap-ons from the 1980s. They were hand-me-downs from when my dad was alive. And they're still my favorite meter. They're a Blue Point, but they're really simple. They're auto-ranging, which is really nice. So you just pick volts, stick the probe in the right spot, and it does everything else for you, which for day-to-day stuff is really nice.
Yeah, Snap-on made their stuff so mechanics could use it without having a whole lot of electronic experience. I got a kick out of it. They never measure your current. They measure for a 12-volt draw. That just tells them there's current there somewhere. But ran across that when we was having a problem. Let me break for a minute. What I found out was the, we had a radio in Bridgeport in one of the cars, and he said it was draining the battery. So they sent it to the guy that does their work. Well, of course, he found a 12-volt draw at the radio. And he said, yeah, it's a 12-volt draw. And we talk about 12-volt draw. And they found out what they were doing is checking for current draw. And I said, yeah, there's a 12-volt draw on those PA transistors when the radio's off or when the car's off. It's like 200 millivolts. You could leave it off for 6 months and it wouldn't drain the battery. I finally took the car myself to Bay City, and I found out with the mercury switch was bad in the light that comes on when you open the hood. So that was on all the time. Well, you know, that's like a dome light. That'll run down a battery in a day.
It's easy to overlook the obvious when you're hunting for a problem you think exists. Oh, just on my way to lunch. I found even in electronic stuff, those basic Snap-on meters are probably still my favorite ones. I have fancier ones, but for the most part, I don't need them. But I've chased a few voltage drops over the years myself. When I first started driving my 1972 Monte Carlo, I had the same problem. It wouldn't charge the battery. And it took a lot of tracking down until I discovered that there was a bad splice in the cable between the alternator and the battery. So while I was reading 14 volts at the back of the alternator, it wasn't making it to the battery. And I measured the voltage across the wire, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this should be 12 or 14 volts across this wire. Finally tracked it down and replaced it. It's pretty fog colors out today. KCAOYE, hold on. Somewhere in 4th Street.
Yeah, WBAICU. Well, I like, you know, the Snap-on tools. I've never seen one of their meters. I know they have them. That's what they used to have in the diagnostic scope, as far as it goes. But they're all really, really good tools, but they cost a lot. I remember a surprise once. I went to a an auction. It was at a going out of business garage. I said, "This is the first auction I've been to where craftsmen are the cheap twos. They had a lot of good Snap-on stuff there. They had a Snap-on toolbox that the guy got it for $1,500. They said if you bought it new, it was over $6,000."
Oh yeah, I've got a few Snap-on tools I bought off the truck over the years, man. Yeah, I paid dearly for them. I have since found other companies that offer better affordability. Quality very similar to Snap-on, but a fraction of the price. Texan was a company right out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and their tool quality is very much that of Snap-on, but a third of the price.
Yeah, Proto is cheaper than Snap-on too, and they're pretty good. Yeah. I've got three Simpson 260s, two in the basement, one in the garage. Got an old triplet in the basement. And I've got four Fluke digital voltmeters. And I got three or four Kinkles that I bought more for the fact that they would read microamps and the other ones wouldn't. They'd only read milliamps.
I usually keep one of those Harbor Freight $3 VOMs in the truck just because if anything happens to it, I don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, yeah, that's the same with me. I think I own about three aisles in a row at Harbor Freight.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to wander back over to the other repeater and see if anybody's there yet. Pleasure chatting with you. I'll holler at you later, maybe. DC to YG Mobile.
Okay, 73. Good chatting with you. WMEIG, sir.
This is KSA-EGQ listening. Good afternoon.
KI-5,
yeah, Roger. I heard a KI-5 station out of the Guilford.
KI-5, ETD portable.
I got a Saginaw. You weren't quite holding it. Would you mind coming back one more time?
KI-5,
yeah, Roger, that KI-5 station, you're not quite holding it.
Yeah, KI-5,
yeah, your voice is drowned out by the static. I suggest finding a different spot or something. This is KSA-EDQ, and I'm listening.
Brandon, just link to VHF and you want to make your announcement again. Give me the
KBAWR, Roger. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Number 7 on the roster, over.
Hey, you want to make your announcement again? I just linked the VHF in. Keep it up to there.
Yeah, we'll go out. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, if you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB.
Command Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe and Clinton Township, in and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, in and out, Roger. Thanks for checking in.
Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger, your ninth on the roster, out.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha,
Roger. You are also loud and clear. You follow Kilo Charlie 8, you get your Foxtrot on the run. Over.
Okay, Charlie.
Over.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, Roger. You follow Whiskey Delta Uniform Sierra Alpha on the roster. Thanks for checking in, Don. Out.
Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, start us off. Good afternoon, Brett. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, and good afternoon to everybody out on the MAX. Brett, KD8RHQ, thank you for taking MAX control this afternoon. Not a lot happening statewide since a month, so that means it's time to put hours in. I've got a couple of severes here, so it's about once a month I refresh the list of ComEl in case anybody snuck in there and got new recognition that I didn't know about. And then also, I've got to compile some hours for this net report. I've got that all put together. But then also my own personal hour roll. And you know, we're at the hours for the section for volunteer efforts. So anyway, other than that, it's a quiet week, and I hope everybody has a good one at home. The weather's going to be so-so, I guess. It's moved into autumn, and so stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. This is Kilo 8, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to there.
All right, very good, Matt. Good to hear you. Thanks for your comment. And yes, it is time to turn in hours. Thanks for the reminder. All right, next, November 8, Oscar, Bravo Uniform. Good to hear your comment, sir. N8OBU, you're up for comment. Nothing heard. We'll come back. Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu. Mike Bled.
Hey, KD8RHP in Michigan here, PHD Net, WBTQZ up here in Rocky City. Well, not a lot to report on the PSC hunt. Personally, we're fairly well ready for winter. I went out and did the monthly test on the portable generator today, and that checked out well. The automatic unit, of course, tests itself once a week. But something that I encountered during a routine service on that earlier in the year, and I've also run into a problem with it on the tractor here lately. It involves almost particularly a lead acid battery. Sometimes thermal corrosion can be enough to take the starter out. So I've had to clean both of them up this year. If things aren't working, that's an easy one to check right up front. Anyway, that's about all I can pass on from here. Back to you, WBTQZ.
Very good. Thanks for your comments, Mike. Good to hear you. Loud and clear down here, downstate. So thanks for checking in. All right, we'll do the next station. Kilo Bravo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Or sorry, Roger, correction. It's Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Then I'll take a standby. Glad your comments, Jim.
All right, we need to speak. And everybody on the net, happy Sunday. It's doing pretty good here. The name is Jim. I'm the ATRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. Like most of the folks, starting to get ready for the checkout and verify that all the winter goodies are ready to go. It's actually, you know, pretty quiet here. We're still scurrying along with getting our Group IO up and functional there, so we'll continue to play with that over time. We did have our Washtenaw County Snow Emergency Council meeting, and that's where we go through and all the associated parties review the plan for any sort of winter weather, and so that's all under adult, so everybody should have a good idea what's expected of them. Other than that, there's just not a whole heck of a lot going on, and that's good. When you start to get a little older, boring is good. Anyway, thanks very much for running the net, Brett. Appreciate that. I'll kick it back over to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in. All right. This is KD8RHB. Is there anyone that wants to check into this net or listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, that wants to check in, please call KD8RHB.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, in and out.
Sorry, one more time. So the Kilo Echo 8 station, say again.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo, over.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, roger, your number 13, you follow Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, out. The Kilo Echo 8 station, your call again, over.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KE8WSH, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, roger, in and out. Thanks for checking in. Any other station, please call.
K-E-8-R-R-F.
Was that Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot, over?
That's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot.
Roger, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot, got you added to the roster. Any other station, please call.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, AF8, EU, Mike, no traffic, in and out, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, the last two, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, EBQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Deco, correction, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, in and out, roger, thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call. Alright, we'll head back to the roster. Next for comments is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. This is Tim, NAWRO, on a VHF repeater from Mont Clemens. I am one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, yesterday we had a work detail early in the AM, and about eight or so of our members reinstalled the Mont Clemens WinLink VHF-UHF gateway, along with the APRS Digipeter iGate station, and we're happy to get that work done prior to winter, of course. Thanks to our team, and a special thank you to Randy, WF5X. That's Whiskey Fox 5 X-ray. And as always, thanks to the control operator and all at Central Michigan that makes the link possible. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Brett.
N8WRO, Tim, thank you very much for your comments. That's really good news on your WinLink over there. So, good deal. I'm glad for you guys. All right, next station, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra, Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, John.
Evening, Brett, everybody on the net. I don't have a whole lot for the next night, so maybe charge 3 back to you.
Linked up for us. Have a good evening. Next station, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Ron, go ahead.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on, at least this week. We're going to be at some point breaking in a new 911 director. Our previous 911 director resigned a couple of weeks ago, so we have an interim that's in there right now. We're waiting to see what happens there, so that make sure that we are on board with whoever it might be. We do have a radio room that's located in 911 and want to make sure that we get off on the right foot with whoever the new director will be. We've always had a good working relationship with 911 and hope to keep it that way. Our last public service event is coming up in a couple of weeks on the 23rd, I think it is, or what is it here? 21st of November. This is our holiday in the heart of the city. This is something we've done for probably about 30 years for our radio club here in Saginaw. We send out Santagrams for the kids. So each of the kids come up, we'll get their name and city and a couple of toys that they want. And a friend of ours comes up from Illinois or Indiana every year and sends those messages via telegraph. Regularly than Morris Cole. He's an old telegraph person. He sends them up to a friend of his up into Fairbanks, Alaska. And from there, his friend up there prints out all of the information, all of the letters, Santagrams that he gets, and puts them in a packet and sends it up to the City Council of North Pole, Alaska. So this is a really good event that we do this out in front of this Children's Zoo here in Saginaw. And it usually gets us 200 to 300 messages that get sent up to Fairbanks and then delivered up to the city council. So it's a fun event. We look forward to it every year, and we like to thank our friend that comes up and does the Morris code for us for that activity. So that's what I've got for Saginaw County. KC8YVF, back to Nat.
Very good, Ron. That's really awesome that you guys do that. So I bet those kids are really, I really look forward to that and get excited. So thanks again for doing that. All right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good enough, Brett. I know you're right where you want to be, NCS, and the Nets go good for you. Oh, yeah, it's good to be a little bit better.
WBHB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Looks like we got a pretty good slate of District 5 chickens tonight, so that's good. Little by little, I've been plowing through a lot of the gear I keep in my SUV and getting it checked out and brought up to better use and safety and better coordination for grabbing in case I need it for that stuff that I store there. Now that we're moving into that cold weather season, we had some hard frost on the windshield this morning, so that should pretty much do in all of the less hardy plants and flowers around here. Still some leaves on the trees since we had a rather warm October for most of the time. And good to hear Mike from Rogers City. He had a really good signal that hasn't always been so for this summer, but boy, Mike had a good signal down here. And let's see, was there something else? Oh yeah, another reminder is we prepare our vehicles to do battle with the winter, and that is to do a loading test, SFR test, whatever you want to call it, just to make sure that your antenna connections are clean, your antennas are tuned, and that the coax hasn't ragged from the summer. And, you know, hopefully that your coax connections weren't chewed on by feral cats or squirrels that would like to hop around on our cars. So, with that, I will let you continue on there, Brett, and we'll see if we can have a District 5 meeting maybe before the end of the month. Back over to you from WDHB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thank you for your comments. Good to hear you here on the net. Good signal from you as well. Next station, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. You're up, sir.
Hi, good evening, Brett, and everyone on the net. This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. Name here is Ken, and in 5th District, Kalamazoo County. In Portage, Michigan. Finally back on the air after a tree took out my D5RV in June. So I'm happy to be able to talk to people again, and I'm so happy to be back on the air. I have to thank two people tonight who are on with us at WDHB and KERF for helping me get the antenna back up. I am really pleased with that. So with that, I'll leave it. Turn it back to you, Brett. This is N8NOR.
All right, very good, Ken. It sounds amazing here at my house. So nice job. Good to hear you again. Next station is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot, you're up for comment. Alright, nothing heard. Go back to the top of the list. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, did you have any comments for the net, over?
And, I got a site, N8NOR.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot, you're weak, readable at my station, over. Okay, so I'm going to any relays on Kilo Echo 8 Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot comments, over.
Brett, this is NARR. He faded out. I don't know what happened to him. He's only about approximately one mile as the crow flies from my house, over.
Roger. Thanks for the feedback, Ken. All right, well, we'll go ahead and I'll make the last call here. Is there anyone with any traffic or comments for the net, over? Hearing none, I want to thank everybody. We had 16 of us tonight, so that's a really good roster on a Sunday with beautiful weather. We're now back into, now we're in the daylight saving time, so we get our fall back. So here's probably where we'll be at for the next several weeks. Just the FOF2 and MUF, basically where the best is right now. So thanks again, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy your week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Close down. Close down out.
Thanks again, Brett, and thank you, Mike, on the OTV. This is KDAQ and Closing Station.
FLK, can I get a signal check, please? Signal check.
Copy that. Copy that. FACTW.
Appreciate it. I'm here with my ham friend Max, and I was telling him about the link for Peternet on the east side of the state. Is there a website that explains the different repeaters?
I think the only ones I know
is repeaterbook.com. Appreciate it. How many repeaters are on this net? Do you know, 4 or 5?
I could not tell you that. I do not know.
Go to waamac.org, and it should show you all the repeaters. That's the web page for the 147-200 in Mount Clemens, but they also show all the linked Central Michigan repeaters in a window down below. This thing working? All righty. Just I'll be waiting. Did the gentleman that was asking about the link repeater get the information he was looking for?